A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" Jesus said this to test Philip, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered Jesus, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to Jesus, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the people reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, Jesus said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign Jesus had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. A number of years ago, I traveled on a pilgrimage to the country of Peru. I recall one particular warm and dusty day when we visited a local village settled in the sprawling outskirts of Lima. We met with several women to hear their story. They shared that there was a time when many, many people in their village were hungry every day. The women gathered their hearts and ideas and organized a community kitchen. Now everyone pitches in and no one goes hungry. The community kitchen was a sign in the village of God's abundance, a place where miracles were ordinary. As we gathered around the cooking pots, one of the women, Maria, appeared with a tray carrying several glasses and a half liter of 7-Up. I must confess, I wondered how she was going to serve our large group of 10 with so little. You see, I was seeing and thinking like Philip and Andrew. I counted too little for too many. I was caught in the mind of scarcity and lack. Maria proceeded to serve each one of us as if we were her most important and only guest. No one was left out. To this day, I cannot account for all that happened. I know, however, that I left that place filled to overflowing, knowing that I experienced God's abundance in the embrace of these women and their village. My physical and spiritual thirst were more than satisfied. Maria and her companions knew and trusted God as a God of abundance. The appearance of physical scarcity did not control her mind or her behavior. God's abundance filled her heart to overflowing, and in turn, her abundant heart served her guests until all were satisfied. The spiritual laws of abundance supersede the physical world of lack and limitation. We live today in a world of abundance. However, the dominant mindset is one of scarcity, a fear of not having enough rules the mind. The call of Christian discipleship is a call to let go of this mindset, the mindset of lack and limitation, the fear of not having enough. It is a call to turn our minds and hearts to the God of abundance, to trust in God's promise, to trust in the God of Jesus, who says that all will be satisfied. I leave you with one question today to ponder. Where in your life do you live out of and hold to the mindset of scarcity, of lack and limitation? And how might or how is Jesus inviting you to let go and to receive God's mind of abundance?